door to fare. By day and night they work and drive in to fill their sister's heart with care. One night of restless lumber, one brother rose up from his bed. He heard the servant caught his sister, and he heard they had a mind to wed. And so this brother said to the other, "See how our sister she means to wed. Let all such courtship soon be ended. We'll lure him to silent grave." So they early rose the very next morning, a hunting through the woods to go. And there they did this young man murder in the bramble briar. His body they threw. "Oh brothers, brothers, why do you whisper? And what's become of the serving man? We've lost him where we've been hunting. We've lost him where he'll never be found." She went to bed crying and lamenting, and weeping her own true love. And as she slept, she dreamed she saw him all covered all over with gore and blood. So she early rose the very next morning. She searched the hills and the country round, and there she found her own dear jewel in the bramble briar where his body they threw. Three days and nights she did stay by him. Kissed his eyes that couldn't see, and to keep him from the heat of the sunshine, she covered him all over with leaves from the tree. 3 days and nights she did stay by him. She thought her heart would break with woe, but then cruel hunger came upon her, and weeping back to her home she did go. "Oh sister, sister, why do you whisper? And won't you tell us where you've been? Stand off, you bloody butchers, for you have both I and my true lover slain." Taken and cast into a prison strong, they both were tried and found as guilty, and for the same crime they both were hung.